microwaved coffee. I'm about to drink a La Croix.
La Croix. I'm drinking my, I'm also drinking one of the refreshers, one of the Lagunitas.
Ooh.
Non-alcoholic refreshers.
Mm. Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
I did try it. One time I did try it with whiskey. Like, make some, and I'm like, this would be a great summer drink because it, like, tastes like a LaCroix with, you know,
yeah,
whiskey. It was really good.
Nice. That sounds good. Yeah. Sounds refreshing right now.
Yeah, I haven't been doing anything really. Oh, no, that's not true. I registered for school.
Yay! Nice. That's so exciting. Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to go full on.
Full on school?
Good.
Yeah, and do computer engineering.
Nice.
And then we'll see how that goes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, so Southwestern has a two-year. It says four semesters. What's that, like a year and a half?
Four semesters, 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, unless you do the in-betweens, you know, like the summer and the winter.
Yeah.
Which are a little more intense because those require
they're you to... They're shorter, right?
They're shorter, yeah, so they have to pack them in.
Yeah, and then they have like a program to transfer to like a university or something. So.
Ooh. Oh, that's so exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes well. But yeah, so I'm...
It'll like, go well.
But now that Vanessa's done, I'm like, I think I feel a little less stress, I guess, or...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, both of us going at the same time would have sucked.
Yeah, that would have been a little more difficult.
Yeah.
And now she's... So. Denzo, yeah. It's your turn.
Not her turn. That's her turn.
Yeah.
I'm just going to dive in because, yeah.
Yeah, just rip off the band-aid. Just go for it.
Well, I wanted to do... This was, like, the reason Vanessa went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Was because I was like, she kept talking about going to school, and I was like, I really want to go to school. And then eventually I was like, we both can't go to school. So I was like, you have 1 week... No books.
To decide. Yeah.
To decide. And then she was like, no books?
My thing.
Yeah. And then that's what made her. She was like, okay, I'm going to do it.
That's
and then,
the thing.
And then get one more week. You have to decide what school.
Yeah.
Yeah. No books. Yeah. And then, yeah. So now she's done. Yay.
That's so exciting.
Whoa. Yeah, so now I need to start so that I don't have to work with customers anymore.
Yeah, that's the dream.
That is the dream.
It's a dream.
No customers.
The customers are so cool.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You guys been watching anything?
I binge watched. I didn't realize how far behind I was on The Mandalorian. So I watched.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was, oh, it's out. I got to watch the first episode. There's like five episodes. I was like, oh, okay, well.
Oh, my God. So my nephew. My 2-year-old nephew watches the Lego Star Wars show.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Series. Yeah. Holy crap, is that thing funny? It is so funny. And there was a scene that I recorded. So my friend Rachel loves Adam Driver. And of course, I love Hux, you know, so we got our pair there. But there was a scene, and Kyle and I were watching it, and we were cracking up, and it was the gayest thing I've ever seen on television. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I literally mean gay. Like, there was... So it's like Lego Kylo Ren dancing without a shirt. Like, he has his... You know how, like, in the movie, he didn't have a shirt on, he had those black pants? So he's, like, dancing, and he's like, I'm gonna be the emperor. Like, I'm gonna be the supreme leader. And he's, like, dancing. And then Hux comes in, and he's, like, so distracted by his abs that instead of saying, like... So, like, he says, we have everything on the shirt. And he's like, I mean, ship. He keeps messing up the words, so he keeps saying things that are, like, related to his abs instead of, like, what he's trying to say. That was so funny. I'll send you guys a clip. It was so funny. But
well, the game that it's based off of, it's really funny. Like, the Lego games are really funny.
And my nephew was watching it, and he's laughing, but he's two. So I was like, oh, he's just laughing because at that age, everything's funny. But yeah, I started watching it. I'm like, no, this is legit funny. I watched a show called a miniseries called The Undoing with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. Mm. I binged through that in like one night. I was up to like three.
What's that in?
It's on HBO. It was like, it was very entertaining. But I'm not going to say that it's
entertaining.
Like, it's really entertaining. It's just nothing new. Like, it's not something, especially now that we have so many true crime shows. It's like a crime fiction. So, like, with watching so many of these true crime shows, it's nothing that'll shock you. Like, it's not like a super twist ending. But but it was really good. It was entertaining. And, you know, it's got good actors.
Nice.
That was cool.
Yeah, the only thing we've been watching is The Mandalorian, and then we finished the British Baking Show.
Oh my god. I have to send you it was like funny tweets about the British Bake Off, and there was one that killed me, and I'm sure you'll find funny, but I'll send it to you because you have to watch the show to
Yeah,
to get it.
No, but yeah, I love that show so much. It's just so pure, and like people just being nice to each other. It's a nice change.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's super nice. It's so funny.
Yeah,
but yeah, not much going on. Just been, as like Justin knows, I've been like buying things for racing games. So I have like a steering wheel.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it is so much fun. Like, I can't wait for us all to be like able to like hang out again, and I want everyone to try because it's so much fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I've been selling things on eBay like that I don't like use or need or anything, and that's how I've been buying all this stuff. And like I bought like a little stand, and then I'm gonna build like a little handbrake, and Kevin. Our friend from work, he's 3D printing some stuff for me.
That is so cool.
Yeah, because I need a program like this little computer chip, and then I'm taking like an actual handbrake.
Yeah.
Oh. And like taking it apart, and then I bought some springs and some like bolts and stuff, and I'm gonna and then I have like a little analog like sensor switch that moves up and down, and then
that's cool.
I have to attach that to the little computer chip, and then yeah, so I'm gonna do like soldering, like it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I hope it works. We'll see.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's gonna take forever though, because a lot of the stuff I had to order was from China.
Oh yeah, that took so long.
Yeah, customs. It normally doesn't take like that long. Like I've ordered things through eBay that come from China or like Japan, but right now I guess customs is being a pain in the ass. So like some of the stuff won't come till like the last week of December.
Take longer.
Oh.
Yeah.
So right now, when you said that you're selling things, there's a ton of people doing that. Like every time I go to Goodwill, there's like a line, like a really long line.
Because you're home, like you're just like, well,
people are sick of their shit. They're like,
yeah.
Yeah. They're like, there's too much shit in this house. I gotta.
Yeah. Instead of spring cleaning, it's been like year cleaning.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. So I grabbed like a bunch of things that I don't need, like old, like toys that I'm never going to use those. And my nephews are too old at this point to even use them.
Mm-hmm.
Remote control cars that I had, just like a bunch of like crap, like little nerdy like trinkets that I've gotten from Comic-Con when I used to go.
Yeah.
God, what else did I? I know I've sold a bunch of things on my PSP, like game consoles.
Nice.
PSP. Yeah, PSP, PS Vita, old iPods, a ton of stuff. I've sold a ton of stuff. And so I was able to buy my Apple Watch.
Oh, nice.
I bought a bunch of Hue lights for our house, which is awesome. I bought the wheel, like a lot of the wheel stuff. Man, I don't know. I've been pretty busy like doing that stuff, which is kind of a pain. Sometimes I'm like, I'm so tired of selling, and then sometimes people are like, I don't want this anymore. I'm gonna return it. And I'm just like, I just keep it. I'm trying to get rid of this stuff, dude. You sell it.
Yeah. I don't want it.
Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like,
don't bring it back here.
Yeah. That's why I like Craigslist more, because you could just ignore, like, people's email.
Yeah.
And eBay, like, eBay gets involved, and then you kind of have to, like, return it or whatever.
Just yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
My store just saw no return. I've never had that issue.
I have that, too, but then if you put no return, eBay will still will hold the money and then give it back to the customer.
Oh yeah, that's right, because I've sold something before.
Yeah, it depends. Like if the customer says I don't like it, you can decline, but if they lie and say it's defective or it's not what I ordered, something like that, there's no way to dispute with eBay. Like I've tried messaging them and stuff like that, there's no way to dispute, like,
that's weird.
Oh, the customer's lying, stuff like
that. Yeah, money's just sent right away, but
yeah, but then PayPal gets involved. Super old. I had one too where like the money was sent right away, and then the customer did a return, so PayPal took the money back and then returned it.
Oh,
yeah, and then I complained to them. I was like, to eBay, I was like, you guys have like no way for like, you guys don't back your.
Your sellers.
I was like, there's no way to dispute. Like, I was like, this, like, a customer was completely lying.
Yeah.
About like a old iPhone I sent, and I had proof that they were lying. Like, because I told the customer to send me pictures of the product, and I had pictures of my product, and I was like, it's completely different. I was like, theirs is like super defective and broken, and I was like, mine was not. And I packaged it this way, and I like disputed, and they were like, well, you still have to return it. That's and dumb. So I told the customer that I was only going to do a partial return. And so I gave them like $20 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's all the, like, because the customer, all they wanted was a display for the iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And mine was like pristine. And then they answered back saying that it was broken, like the display was broken, but they're okay with the partial refund. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty convenient.
Yeah.
You get $20 off of what you wanted.
Yeah, I'm like, you, the thing you wanted is broken, but you still want the iPhone? Yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, there was like no way to
go around. Yeah, they definitely favor buyers more than sellers.
Yeah, and that was dumb. So it's kind of a pain. That's why I like Craigslist, doing things on Craigslist or OfferUp, because once you sell it, it's like done.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, you don't have to deal with, like, people. It's just, they see it, and if they want it, then they take it. If they don't want it, then they don't. It's, like, a lot better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's been my life for, like, I think, like, the last 2 months. Just shipping things and buying things and just racing, living the dream that I'm never, ever gonna do.
Living the dream.
Yeah. Ever since I was little, I wanted to be a race car driver, but apparently it costs like a ton of money to start.
Oh, yeah.
When you're little. Like, everyone starts when they're like 10, but you kind of have to have money to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so much fun. I can't wait for you guys to try it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Anyhow, this is Microwave Coffee Podcast, and I'm Kijon Zendi.
And I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Justin Park. E.
So let's talk about sleep. Because I know we're not getting any. Or I don't know. Maybe you're getting too much, too little. Not Justin. No,
I am.
I know that.
Getting the most amount of sleep.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about our sleep issues on this podcast many times before. So yeah, I thought I'd talk about the most interesting sleep disorders, I guess, that you can have. Interesting to me. I don't know. I'm kind of fascinated by that. I think it's because I've had insomnia since I was like, or I've had sleep issues, I should say, since I was like 13, 14. So I'm like, this stuff kind of fascinates me.
Yeah.
So let's start with what's called Klein-Levin syndrome, also known as KLS. This is nicknamed the Sleeping Beauty syndrome because it causes people to need around 20 hours of sleep a day.
Holy.
Yeah. So it's a lot. Usually these people get up. I do not
have that.
Definitely. You have the opposite. So KLS cause people with KLS normally just wake up to go to the bathroom, eat, and then go back to sleep or like drink water. You know,
what's the opposite of that? That's what Justin has.
Yeah, I think that's what I think that's what he has. Yeah, the opposite of
awake,
this.
Ugly.
Awake ugly. So I know you must be thinking this sounds great to sleep a lot, but there's bad things that can happen. People with KLS. This kind of surprised me. It affects 70% of the people that have this are young males. Huh. So like adolescent males, I guess. And you experience hallucinations, mood swings, increased appetite. And people with KLS are like horny AF because their body is kind of like holding everything it needs. And it kind of like compacts it in you, I guess. So sometimes you just like, oh my god, I need to like have sex with someone now. So there's no clear cause.
And then they probably go back to sleep.
And then they go back to sleep immediately. They roll over. And just like... So there's no clear cause for KLS. Some experts think that it might be related to brain damage, specifically damage to the hypothalamus, which controls appetite, body temperature, and sleep. KLS affects people in different patterns, so they'll get it for a few days and then not, which can also be really feel really terrible because like your sleep cycle's off. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can see how that affects it. In really extreme cases, it can last up to 10 years, but that's very rare. Usually the people who have this will have it for about a year and then it'll go away.
Oh,
so yeah,
so it does go.
It does go away. Yeah, yeah. It most people. Yeah, you just have to sleep it off.
Stupid.
Yeah. So yeah. Next up.
Wait. So how does that affect? Like, I mean, if you sleep 20 hours a day, or is just in increments? Like,
it's
That'll obviously affect your job.
Yeah, and I mean, it must be especially hard for younger people because, you know, they have to go to school. Or mm-hmm. I guess adults too, they have to go to work. Like, this is stuff that they, and so what happens is that they cannot stay awake. So let's say that they are at the office or at school, like they cannot stay awake. So it's almost like as if they didn't get sleep. Yeah.
I should tell my job I have KL.
You have that? I need to sleep medically. You
got a leave of absence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I want to work, but I just can't. You
I
know?
Just can't. I have a disorder. So next up, the stuff nightmares are made of, sleep paralysis. We kind of touched on this on our man with the hat episode. But sleep paralysis is when your brain is awake, but your body isn't. So this happens when you've woken up during REM sleep, or once you've started and hit REM sleep, then you wake up, and that's REM sleep is your deepest sleep. So your body is still there, but your body is still like asleep, but your brain isn't. Mm-hmm. And many people say they've experienced intruders, like the man in the hat that we talked about. There is one reassuring thing about sleep paralysis, and I can't imagine how terrifying it must be. I'm sure it's like horrific, but the one good thing about this is that it is harmless, so nothing can really happen to you. You're just kind of traumatized, I'm sure, from like the experience, but nothing, it can't physically harm you. There's no nothing to be worried about in that sense, so it's all kind of mental. What is dangerous, though, is our next sleep disorder, which is called REM sleep behavior disorder. And this is dangerous because it's the opposite of sleep paralysis. So people act out their nightmares. So they're having these tremendous, yeah, so they actually do get physical. They get out of bed, they sleepwalk, they drive, they leave the house, they abuse their partners, like they punch them, they kill kick people. Them, they like beat them. Yeah.
Heard those stories.
Yeah, it's really scary. Years ago, I saw an episode of Oprah where she had a bunch of people who experienced these like extreme levels of sleep disorders. And there was this woman who, she was tiny, like she was really skinny, small, like naturally small. And she was married to a guy who was like pretty built, muscular, like in really good shape. And he was kind of worried because she was like punching him and like beating the shit out of him in his sleep. And he was like, okay, this is really starting to hurt, because she's like, he swore that she like got stronger when she was asleep. But it also wasn't, you know, he was like, I'll take a couple punches, you know, whatever. She can't really control it. But he got really concerned when she started getting out of bed and leaving the house. And so that's when he was like, okay, we're drawing the line, because now you're like driving and leaving. So one night they both agreed that they're going to strap her down with leather belts, and she ripped right through them.
What?
And then so when she went to the doctor, they had told her that there are cases when people get this like temporary super strength when they have this. You like, know, like that, like moms, how they say like mommy strength, car, yeah, yeah, where they can like lift a car and shit. Yeah.
Mommy strength.
So that's pretty terrifying. So there is another very dangerous sleep disorder called fatal familial insomnia. This is probably the most serious one. This one's the one that can get really scary. This is caused by a genetic mutation that impairs a part of the brain called the thalamus, which is what controls your sleep-wake cycles. So what tells you when you've gotten enough sleep and when you have to wake up. And it starts out with insomnia, so you can't sleep. And then it progresses to dementia, panic attacks, phobias, lack of appetite, and your body temperature either falling too low or too high, high blood pressure, hyperventilation, excessive sweating, and salivation. It usually lasts about 12 to 18 months, then leads to them with an inability to walk, talk, or sleep. So a lot of people who have this end up dying from it.
Wow.
And it is very rare. I'm not really sure, but it made me kind of think of what The Machinist, the Christian Bale movie. Like, I think maybe that's what he might have had. Yeah, because remember he couldn't eat and he was like slowly deteriorating. So I think it was a form of this. So of course, a lot of these involve sleepwalking. So sleepwalking can be categorized in any of these disorders. According to Dr. Alexander Rocha Abreu, he is the co-director at UHealth Sleep Center at the University of Miami in the Miller School of Medicine. Mm-hmm. Sleepwalking occurs in stage 3 of your sleep. So your sleep is categorized into stages, and it's a particular type of non-REM sleep. So you dream during your REM sleep. And then the other stages are various restorative processes that science hasn't really gotten a full hold of yet. So they don't really know the details on some of these. And sleepwalking has a connection to stage 3, which is exactly why more children are affected with this. So they found that there is a lot of children that do sleepwalking more than adults. And one of the hormones that gets produced in stage 3 is a growth hormone. So the older you get, the less amount of stage 3 sleep you have. So that's why it's kind of more, it affects children a lot. So Dr. Abreu told a story about one of his patients. He said that I had a patient who had a sleepwalking episode in his apartment building. He went off with his friends and had a few drinks. This is all while he's asleep. So he drove to meet his friends. They had a few drinks. Later that night, he was found naked in the hallway of his building. They took him to the hospital because they thought something was wrong with him, and his blood test showed that he was not at all intoxicated. So he wasn't drunk. And then the building said he had to see a doctor because they couldn't let him live there otherwise.
Yeah.
Because they thought he was like a danger. And it had become a safety measure at that point.
Huh.
So, jeez. Yeah. It's really crazy. I mean, these people leave the house. They do things like drive what in their sleep, which is like really nuts, and go out and stuff. My mom had a coworker years ago, and she had like a really bubbly personality. She was really sweet. Everybody loved her. And one day she came to work, and her hair was like jet black, and something about her didn't look right. Like she was like, "Are you okay?" Because she wasn't like her usual like happy self or whatever. And so my mom was like, "Oh, are you okay?" And she said she was just kind of like shook because apparently the night before she slept walk, she drove to the store, she bought hair dye and dyed her hair.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she found the receipt in the car and everything. So it said it was like
Sick.
3 in the morning or whatever. Yeah. Really terrifying. So she was like really exhausted and kind of like terrified at that point.
Yeah, imagine waking up and being more tired than
Yeah.
you were before
Oh,
you went to sleep.
that would be the worst.
So when
That
people
sucks.
sleepwalk, they can respond to you, right? Like, so if she's at the store buying the hair dye, and then they're like,
Oh
"That'll be
yeah, I'm
eight
sure they're
24
like,
33," and then she's like, "Okay, car,
yeah,
cash your card."
I think maybe they might sound like
All
to themselves or yeah, or kind of like in a bad mood. Like maybe they don't respond. They're just like short with their words, you know, something like
right.
that. But I mean, the guy, you know, the guy that went out and had drinks with his friends, he must have
Yeah.
been acting normal because
Yeah.
they were going out with him. They would have noticed. So this is a story that I read in Women's Health magazine. A woman named Stacy wrote, "I was on Ambien for about 2 years. After a couple months, I started realizing that I was doing weird stuff, and after I took it and the stuff that I didn't remember. Nothing serious that I knew of, but I would wake up and there'd be food all over my bed. There would be posts that I made online on my social media that I had no recollection of."
Oh
It's
my
like
God.
drunk texting.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a big deal, so I stayed on it. One night, towards the end of my time on Ambien, I woke up in my car. I was in my pajamas, driving and crying. I knew where I was, but I had no idea how I got there, and I didn't know why I was crying either. I pulled into a parking lot and waited until I was done crying for no reason, and then drove back home. It had to have been around 3 o'clock in the morning. I only continued to take Ambien for a little while after that because my insomnia was really bad and nothing else worked. But when I saw a new doctor and told him about it, he took me off it immediately, saying no good can come of this.
Wow.
So her prescription got taken away.
Yeah.
Dang.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of these crazy sleep stories are like Ambien related. A lot of them, like specifically Ambien. Not any other type of like sleep
Yeah.
drug. I took it only once. Like my doctor wanted to see if it would work, so he gave me just like one dose. And I took it one night, and I don't remember this at all, but my friend at the time was dating this girl who had like a crazy ex and was like stalking him. So apparently, like I said, I don't remember this. He called me at night. After I had taken the Ambien and said that the ex's car was following him. So I said, "Go to a gas station because there's lights and cameras there." And he said, "Okay, I'll call you back." And I said, "Don't." And I hung up. Like, worst friend ever. Worst friend
Dope.
ever. Don't. And like, I don't even know how I came up with that plan. Like, if you had asked me when I was awake,
Yeah.
I would have been like, "I don't know, call the police." Like, I don't, but the
Don't.
fact that I was like very logically like, "There are cameras, there are lights, go to a gas
Yeah,
station."
that's yeah.
It was weird.
And don't tell me
Don't.
that.
And don't call
Don't
me
tell
back.
anybody.
Yeah. My sleep must have been really good. Yeah.
You're bothering
So,
me from my dream.
yeah. So this leads us to what I think is the most fascinating of all sleep disorders, sleep eating.
Yeah,
And
my kind of sleep.
that is my
So,
kind of sleep.
maybe not. Messy.
It sounds great, but that it's like, man, you must gain so much weight
Yeah.
doing that. So, sleep eating actually affects 5% of the population, which I thought was a lot. And what I think is kind of funny about sleep eating is that it affects a lot of people that are on diets. So
I could see that.
you're restricting your body so much that your body's like, nah, bruh, I need pizza. Get out of here. So one of those problems, of course, sleep eating is that people gain weight. And that is because they don't just eat once. They eat several times a night. One woman said that she was eating 6 to 7 times a night.
Dang.
So it's a lot. You're eating a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your body's also not processing when you're full. So you just keep eating. Yeah. Large amounts. It leaves you exhausted because you're not getting any sleep. The scariest part of this sleep disorder is that you're acting on impulse. So people with sleep eating disorders, and this is where it doesn't get fun, start eating things that aren't edible, thinking that they are things that are edible. So people have been known to eat bars of soap, slicing it, thinking it's cheese, paper towels and napkins, thinking it's bread, and cleaning solutions, thinking it's beverages. So it can get, it can get pretty dangerous. Like, especially if you're one of those people who, like, I know if I can't eat certain things, I just don't buy them. And so these people get really desperate because their body wants something and it's not in the house. And so they start eating things that kind of like resemble it. On that same Oprah episode that I was talking about, there was a woman who was on a super strict diet and she started getting depression because she kept gaining weight. And so she was like, I don't understand what's happening. I'm exercising. I'm dieting. What's going on? So she set up a camera and she found out she was sleep eating. In the footage, it shows her eating whole jars of olives, loaves of bread, and cheese, which sounds amazing, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not if you want to lose weight.
Only when you want to eat it, not.
Yeah. She was, she couldn't believe it too, because she was like, they were like these large, it was just these large amounts of food. And she was like, oh my God, that's so much. So as a temporary fix before she got like help, she decided that she's gonna have her son sleep downstairs to stop her from eating. And when he tried to stop her one night, she got real mean, and his words like started insulting him. And then she got so annoyed with him trying to stop her from eating that she grabbed her purse and paid him $100 to leave her alone.
Well, you told us this before,
and the son was like, okay, what's up?
I think you told us this before.
I think so.
I
I
remember
think I
this. It might have been another podcast.
Yeah.
But I remember the money thing.
It was so funny. Just paid him and he's like, okay.
Run along now.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Those are some of them. There's other things that go along with sleepwalking. There's also sexsomnia, which is people have sex in their sleep.
Yeah.
They have no recollection, like no recollection of it. They have no idea what happened.
Sexsomnia.
I heard one person say that their partner like apologized to them the next day because they were like, oh, I'm really sorry, I just wasn't in the mood. And they're like, what are you talking about? No idea. And they're like, and then I guess that's how they found out, because like neither one of them knew. And they were like, so yeah. Thank you to Wikipedia, as always, Clova.com, Healthline, and Women's Health, where I got these. This information. The Ambien stories are pretty crazy. I found, I'll try to put it on the, I always forget, but I'll put it up with the link, but there's like 45 crazy Ambien stories. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nuts. I read one lady, she like stepped on glass and like just pulled it out, but it was like a pretty deep wound, and just went to bed because she didn't feel anything, and like woke up and her sheets were like covered in blood from her foot.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that's so nuts.
Yeah, I bought the Apple Watch to monitor.
Oh, to track your sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then someone gave me some gummy bears.
Some funny gummy bears.
Oh my God. The difference in the data is pretty crazy. I was showing Vanessa yesterday. I sleep more, obviously, because they're for sleeping. And so like I wake up constantly throughout the night, and you could see that on the, I don't know how the phone knows.
Yeah, I want to know.
On my watch, it's based on movement. I don't understand how it knows, though, because I don't move that much when I sleep, when I'm in bed. And then it shows like how often I wake up, and the list is like long. Like it's almost, if you look at it, it's more than half of my phone for one night.
Oh my god, yeah. So you're waking up like 20 plus times a day or a night. Yeah,
constantly.
Wow.
It still says that I slept 8 hours, but since it can't track like when you hit REM, it doesn't really track that, but it does show like how often you're waking up.
Mm-hmm.
When I had the gummy, I only woke up like maybe 4 or 5 times.
Wow. Maybe,
yeah, it was like it was like night and day.
That's a huge difference. Yeah,
it was crazy, like the amount, and I didn't feel that much different in the morning. I don't think, because I only did it like a few times. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't been doing it, but I'm sure if I kept sleeping, I would probably feel way better. But I did notice yesterday was the like fourth day without taking it.
Uh-huh.
The fifth day, and I was falling asleep, and I did notice that yesterday. Like, I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not at work, but I was working, and I was like, my head was actually nodding, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh wow.
Like, I wonder if it had something to do with it, or yeah. I hadn't had like my head nod in a really long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that crazy. Was kind of weird. Yeah, I was like, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what like side effects would be, or I kind of wanted to talk to a doctor because I do also have allergies, and Vanessa said that I was snoring a lot when I did take it. And I think it's because and that's part of the reason why I wake up a lot.
Oh, because of your allergies.
Yeah. And so like right now it's really bad because of the Santa Ana wind. So I'm like, right now I'm like really bad.
Yeah. I can definitely tell. I'm getting like very minor allergies, but a lot of sniffling and sneezing.
Yeah, so like I want to know if there would be a side effect of me, like if it's too strong, or like, because the reason I wake up is because I'm having issues like breathing because of my allergies. So if I would the like medicine, quote-unquote, like would that have like a thing where maybe it's too powerful and I won't wake up if I'm having trouble breathing?
Oh yeah, so, yeah,
like I want to, I don't know,
check it out.
Yeah, or if there's, well, something else we can do, I don't know,
just don't take Ambien.
Yeah. No, I would never take anything like that. I think that's like a,
have you ever tried it?
Too harsh. No, I but from what I read about it or whatever, I think it's like too strong, like it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember when I did, the one time I did take it, I woke up really sore. And I guess I was like sleeping in a weird position, but I was in such a deep sleep that I didn't adjust myself. So I remember waking up like super sore. So I was like, oh my god, because I just couldn't, I didn't wake up or anything. It like completely knocked me out. Anyhow, where can they find us?
You can find us at Microwave Coffee Podcast on Instagram, and email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com.
Cool. Yep. Thank you guys. Get some sleep. Easy. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Get some sleep. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. That's gonna be our new motto. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Could I get some more coffee?